As for almost a month of the launch of the NDC's Green Book, the CPP has broken its silence. The party welcomes the government's intentions of making provisions for the various sectors, but points out that the country needs social transformation and not social intervention. The Director of Communications, Niamah Akumfra, insists that much of what is noted under the various sectors in the Green Book fail to touch on the fundamental or structural problems and needs of the sectors.
Look at what NDP members have been doing. For example, free textbooks, free school uniforms. And they acknowledge that these are interventions. NDP, they give food to a free bus ride. You know, so you're looking at the issue and you're taking small interventions and trying to cure it. When you look at our educational sector, for example, it's a huge task in the sense that 50% of our BECs are failing the exams. 53% of the schools don't have toilets. 48% do not have water. 29% are crumbling need repair. 18% of school children are sexually molested. We have a huge shortage and a declining shortage of trained teachers. So when you look at the education sector, it's not about intervention or in free school textbooks or getting a free school. You need to cure the whole thing. You need to transform that educational sector. And when you look overall at our economy, which is largely dependent, which means we can't feed ourselves, we cannot pay our salaries unless we get donor aid. We need to organize our economy away from external dependence through a policy on national self-reliance with the use of our natural resources and local technology in agriculture, industry, construction. You know, we have the capacity to feed ourselves, and if we can't feed us, we have the importing plantain. We are importing $200 million worth of fish. We are importing almost $400 million worth of rice. And so when you say, for example, that you are creating mechanisms and farmers are now able to access free money for the agricultural sector, that's not what you need for agriculture when you look at the situation that we've found. So if you need to create large-scale farms which will produce the food that the country needs. So it's this sort of transformation, the whole structural transformation of our economy. That's what we mean by it's not social intervention that we need. We don't need the government to come in and say, we are going to plug this hole, we're going to plug that hole. We need them to look at the whole sector and see what needs to be done socially and economically to transform that sector to make sure that it's functioning.
Mr. Akumfra, I agree with you if you talk of Ghana developing its own natural resources to feed itself in whatever proportion. But is it wrong for a government to catalogue those things that they have been able to do in a period as a way of accountability to the people?
No, we said at the beginning of the statement that we've issued, summary of all the things we've been saying, I will summarize at this stage, that we think it's in order for any government to seek to render account about its stewardship. Nothing wrong with that at all. What we have problem with, first of all, is the fact that we don't think that some of these things should be catalogued as achievement. If you're tarring a road in Kintampo, is it an achievement? If you're reconfiguring a road, is it an achievement? If you're building a two-classroom block, is it an achievement?
If it's not an achievement, how would you call it?
We look at it as basic effort of government. Some of these issues are even local authority issues in many countries. We should move our standards up. In the UK, Malaysia is cataloguing tarring its local roads as achievement. Any government will do this. You collect taxes, you need to allocate some of it to tar roads and do all these things. And achievement is the sort of thing that it became with power. We think that any government collects taxes and acquires loans on behalf. You should not be using tar roads, two roads, one block as achievement. This is not seen as achievement in any country. When you cut these things as achievement, what is it that you say is a basic thing that any government should come into? That is the problem that we have.
Communications Director of the CPP, Niamah Akumfra.